Honolulu Civil Beat's reality check today looks at the pending departure of school superintendent Christina Kishimoto. Education reporter Suvan Lee joins us today. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So your article really kind of looks back over the last 4 years, right? I mean, people might be saying, oh, Christina leaving, you know, is she a COVID casualty?
Right, right. Yeah, so Christina Kishimoto is the Hawaii school superintendent who came here and started her job in August 2017. So this is her fourth year in the role, but she stepped down, decided to step down come July 30th, which is, of course, when her contract would have been renewed or not renewed. So before the board could vote on that matter, she decided to announce her departure.
And your article actually steps back and looks at, you know, when times were better and she got along better with the teachers union.
Yes, I think that a lot of people were questioning kind of what her prospects were for getting renewed. And so, right, the story did try to look back at what her legacy here was and whether opposition from powerful groups like the Hawaii State Teachers Association, the teachers union, contributed to her decision to step down before this protracted fight that people were expecting before the Board of Ed, which is the body that's responsible for voting to renew her or not. And so I try to look back at sort of what people were saying about her overall performance here in Hawaii. Did she do a good job leading the statewide school system? Was it just the pandemic that kind of caused things to topple over and sort of spell some disaster for her this year? Because admittedly, a lot of people were very dissatisfied with her pandemic response, such as a lack of a clear communication plan, lack of clear directions to school leaders, communication to families even. So I think even though this year people look back and saw this as kind of a disastrous year for DOE leadership, what were the previous years like for her? And based on the people I spoke to, a lot of education insiders and advocates, the trouble was kind of already starting before the pandemic, as far as some of the dissatisfaction when it came to her leadership.
And I think when we last talked earlier this month, you had a story about how it was the Hawaii Government Employees Association, right? The union that represents principals that also gave her a thumbs down.
That's right. The teachers union was not the only union who spoke out about this pending contract renewal. The Hawaii Unit 6 of the Hawaii Government Employees Association, the group that represents principals and vice principals, also very publicly testified against renewing her. So that was an unusual wrinkle to this whole saga because, as many people know, principals are not likely a group to speak out, especially in such a public manner. And so when the board of directors of Unit 6 wrote a letter to the Board of Ed and gave interviews about their strong opposition to renewing Kishimoto, that was kind of a very telling development in this whole conversation about whether she was doing a good job. And the principals were saying they felt she was not giving a clear communication plan to them regarding school reopenings, that there was muddled communication coming down from the department. And so they were pretty distressed by that in what is already a stressful time.
Yeah, you know, and I think just with everything that's going on, communication is key, whether you're with the labor department or the health department or the Department of Education. You know, that's the one thing. The messaging's got to be clear so people know, you know, are we all on the same page?
Right, right. And when it came to the Board of Education members, they were also citing some aspects of her leadership before the pandemic when it came to not having enough time to vote on certain matters. So, for instance, the DOE would give the Board of Ed little lead time in discussing matters. For instance, the new 10-year strategic plan known as the Promise Plan, for those familiar with it, they were given very little time to discuss it as a board and then vote on it. So the DOE didn't give them much time to look it over before they had to vote to approve it or not. And to this day, it's not quite finalized because it hasn't been approved by the board because they had to defer the vote. So some board members even were saying that aside from the communication and sort of the confusing signals this year, they just didn't have enough advance notice about certain decisions that they had to vote on.
Yeah, so I know, you know, July will come quickly, and you know, they will have to find a replacement for her. And but we were talking earlier, and you mentioned that the teachers union will also see new leadership as well.
That's right. So currently, the HSTA is the president is Corey Rosenlee, but he I believe is being term limited out. So there is a new president elect, and he will be sort of taking the reins of the HSTA soon, I believe sometime this summer. So not only will we have a new superintendent or interim superintendent, I believe, for now, once Kishimoto's leaves on July 30th, we'll have a new HSTA leader soon enough as well.
Okay, new players. Thanks so much, Suvan.
Thanks for having me.
That was Honolulu Civil Beat Education Reporter Suvan Lee with today's Reality Check. Read her story online at civilbeat.org.